of all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Good morning. Good to see everyone here this morning. It's an exciting day always on our Sunday school kickoff. We start off this new part of our church year. This is one of my favorite Sundays among many, maybe I'll say it that way. So several announcements here that I have to go over before we go on with our service. First of all, I want to mention this arrangement of flowers, the only one up here, but I want to say thanks to Willard and Darlene Gehring for sharing that with us. Darlene Gehring's stepbrother, his name was Leroy Brandt, passed away recently, and his funeral was yesterday down in Avon, and this is from that funeral, so thank you for sharing those with us. It's beautiful. He loved to garden. I don't know if you can see on your right, there's a bunch of fruit in that bucket there. So, announcements, okay. Today is also Grandparents' Day. So to the grandparents here, happy Grandparents' Day. Well, there is a basket there when you go out on the right side, the north side, that has little baggies of Hershey Kisses in them with a Bible verse on. So if there's four kisses in each bag, that's our hugs and kisses to you. And you could take one bag per couple on the way out of church. And if your wife doesn't like chocolate, guys, then you are in luck. You get all four. Or if it's the other way around, then I guess so. Okay. So we have potluck dinner today after church in the social hall. You're all more than welcome to stay with us, whether you knew it was happening that way today or not, whether you brought anything or not, you are welcome to stay. Please do, if you are able. Following that, we have games outside for the kids. So this year we asked the Power Show if we could rent the barrel train from up there, and yeah, so we did. So the barrel train is out here on the north side of the Sunday school wing. You might have seen it parked there when you came in. That will be for kids in third grade and under. So sorry, fourth, fifth graders, sixth, seventh. You'll have to wait for the Power Show and jump in it then if they let you. Third grade and under, okay? So also, we will have some games going on out here on this lawn. You might have seen stuff set up when you come in. So that can be for the little kids too. It can be for fourth and fifth graders out here to do stuff. We have the volleyball net set up out here that you can play as well. At the end of all the games, and yes, of course, we will have our water balloon toss. So do not get into the water balloon cooler before that time, okay? It's supposed to be guarded, heavily guarded. We had to hire a security for that one. High school youth group. Tonight we're having our further kickoff this evening here at 6. Parents, that includes supper for them, in case you're wondering. Power show, so that's 2 weeks from today, 2 weekends from this weekend. We need some more kuchen donations, which would be nice if some of you ladies that like to bake kuchen would like to donate some for our food stand. That would be wonderful. There's a sign-up sheet for that out there. Just want to mention we have 3 options for adult Sunday school classes. That's pretty amazing, I think. We have the older adult class. They're meeting in the last room on the northeast side. We opened that up. It used to be storage. We have the younger adult class. They're just past the kitchen. We have a women's group that's on the northwest last room on that side. So these are chances to grow in your faith, to grow in your knowledge of God's word. I want to mention this too, the prayer seminar that is at our sister church up in Parkston. That's this coming Saturday, 10 o'clock. It'll just go till noon, and then there's lunch afterwards. So I know of a couple people that are going up. If you're going, which I hope we have more than that, but please let me know or Jennifer Herbolt know so we can call and let them know how many to plan for that lunch. In the insert part, there are a couple things. It's just pretty small print. Over at Freedom's Reform this Wednesday is their potato bake fundraiser. Sounds good. If I didn't have confirmation, I'd sure go. And then this weekend to remember, and this isn't till November, just want to mention it now. This is for married couples. They do it in Sioux Falls every year. Ann and I went several years back to it. I know several couples have gone. It's very good. But through tomorrow, you can get half price on your registration, which is half of $175. So that's pretty good. If you're thinking of going, sign up by tomorrow. Lastly, I think, let's see, is just a note regarding our nursery, especially the one down the hallway. So that is a nursery. That's what it's for. So over the years, it's sort of gone on. We never really said anything, but there gets to be a lot of grade school kids in there, sometimes middle school kids in there, jumping on the chairs up and down, throwing things all over. So please, it is a nursery, right? And that's who should be in there. Little ones with a parent, or little ones if it's an older sibling. Not a playroom beyond that, okay? All right. The rest of the announcements I will let you read. I want to mention this too first before we pray. As we all know, certainly, unless you're living under a rock or something, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It was on the news, on the TV, all day. And I watched in the morning the reenactment, if you'd say that, the re-showing of how that morning all played out. Probably many of you did too. Oh, just about brought me to tears. Again, yesterday, 20 years later, to see such tragedy. And so we want to pray for those families who are still grieving that. We want to pray for our nation, that we return to the Lord. We have much to pray about regarding these things. So let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, as we start, I do want to lift this up first of all. We do pray for those families and friends of the thousands of lives that were lost on that day by cowards, literally. Such an evil way to attack. We pray, Lord, for your comfort to all those and to our nation. Father, we thank you for all who have served in these last 20 years, several in this congregation right here this morning, who went over there and fought for their freedom, who went over there to find those terrorists and did so successfully. Thank you for their service to our nation, to the people of Afghanistan and Iraq, and even around the world, Lord God. We ask for a hedge of protection around our nation. As I read in the scriptures yesterday, Lord, you said, a horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. And Lord, I pray that we would not only trust in our military might as a nation. Yes, it is great, but you are greater. And the verse goes on. It says, but the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in your unfailing love to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord, for you are our help and our shield. And so we do, Lord, that's why we're here, because we love you and we reverence and honor your great name and your power and presence in our lives. So thank you for this day and this service, an exciting day, Lord, on Sunday school kickoff. Thank you for blessing us, this congregation here, so incredibly, with so many children and youth and young families and the elderly as well. We are forever grateful, and we ask, as always, Jesus, that you be exalted in our midst. And we give you all the glory and praise for what you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's stand as we sing our opening hymn. I could think of none better than "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done." To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened a life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus the pardon receives. Praise Such beautiful singing, indeed. Well, greet one another, please, around you before you're seated today. Okay. Yeah, wonderful to see everybody here today. We'll start with our joys and concerns, and congratulations to Ashley and Kevin Holsworth. Ashley had a little baby boy this last Wednesday morning early. His name, you see it in the bulletin, is Granger Marlon Holsworth. And Marlon, of course, is Kevin's dad. And they're here this morning with Granger. Right? He's back there, I'm assuming. So congratulations to them. Always exciting to have new babies being born. Couple other things. Prayers for Matha Hess and her family as her husband John passed away this last week, Wednesday afternoon, and some of the families back here with us this morning. So we pray for them. There will be a private family service that will be held later this week. Also, I want to mention Lee and Pat Palmerville. Lee is in the hospital in Yankton. As far as I know, he's still there. He was very, very dehydrated, which, well, I won't go into the why of it. If they couldn't get that corrected, then they were going to take him up to Sioux Falls. So prayers for them. And Pat is recovering from COVID as well. She's doing pretty good. Today is their 57th wedding anniversary. So if you think about it, you might just send them a card on all of these notes. Want to also mention Loreen Weidenbach, who's here this morning with her son Paul. Loreen moved into an assisted living apartment in Scotland. It's sort of the south wing of the Good Sam facility over there. So she moved in last Wednesday, right? And is adjusting to life there. And it seems to be going good. Anything else? How about on this side? Steve. Today. That's right. It is September, isn't it? Abby and Caleb Pressler's first wedding anniversary today. Happy anniversary to you guys and many, many more, we pray. Ellie, on Wednesday coming up is Amy Fisher's birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Prayers for Laverne Maminga. This lives right down the street here. He's been in the hospital swing bed for, what, a couple months now, would you say? Yeah. He's had some tough goes. They did move him to the Marion Nursing Home this week. So, yeah, prayers for Laverne. Okay, who had Ann? Awesome. Ann Ramos is saying thanks for all the prayers for her mom, Marge Seiler. She had been in our care center here for about 3 months. She got to go home this week in Scotland and is doing well. So awesome. Okay, Nicole. Okay, sorry to hear that. Dan's grandma, Dan Schaefer's grandma, Alvina Auk, they found uterine cancer. They did surgery. I think they got everything, but it is an aggressive type of cancer. They're going to start chemo and radiation. Okay, prayers for Alvina. Anybody else here? Taylor. Tomorrow is Tim and Sherry Fryer's 40th, is it, huh? 20th, oh yeah, 40 wouldn't be right. I was trying to read your lips there. 20th, happy anniversary to you guys, okay. All right, Melanie. Alyssa Bent, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to you, Alyssa. Okay, yes, Miss Hall. Tuesday? Doug Hall's birthday is Tuesday. Happy birthday, Doug. All right. Whose is that? Brantley first? Say it loud. Today is Paisley Holsworth's birthday. Awesome. Happy birthday, Paisley. Dennis. Rhonda Renelette. Is that Bob's wife? Bob's daughter, Renelette. Okay. Oh. Okay, sorry to hear that. Rhonda Renelette to be Bob's daughter and her husband both have COVID. Rhonda's been in the hospital all week. Okay, prayers for them. Okay, lots today. All right, let's... Am I missing somebody? Yes. And? Right, okay. Mark Guthmiller's birthday was Friday and Emily's was yesterday. Happy birthday to both of you. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much here. We rejoice in these birthdays, in anniversaries, a 20th. Sorry to add the years on there. And just in your goodness, blessings in many ways, the blessings of a new little baby boy among us to Kevin and Ashley. We just rejoice with them and thank you that all went well. Thank you for a strong, healthy little boy and blessing their home. And Lord, we pray for others. There's several others in the congregation with little ones in the womb that you are still knitting together. We pray over each and every one of them. Thank you, Lord, for what you do. We pray, Lord, for these mentioned here with COVID, the Renelettes there. We pray for Pat Palmerville. We pray for, I know there's a teacher here at Menno that has it, and we just lift this all up to you, Father, and ask for your healing power through these individuals. We pray, Lord, that this would just, that you would just breathe a breath of fresh air across this land to rid this nation of this pandemic and all that goes with it. We pray for our healthcare workers that on nursing homes, hospitals, clinics, whatever the setting might be, Lord, in a stressful time once again, give them strength, Lord, through this journey. We're so thankful for each and every one of them. Lord, we pray for Matha Hess and the family in John's home going. Father, where would we be without you, without Jesus, our Lord and Savior? We all know we'd be in very serious, serious trouble. But you made a way to heaven, and we thank you that John is there now rejoicing before your throne. So we ask you to comfort this family. We pray for Lee Palmerville too as he's in the hospital and ask for healing to them. Thank you for Lorene Weidenbach as she adjusts to her new home there at Scotland in that assisted living facility. Lord, there's many other things here that were mentioned that I'm trying to recall, but I'm not, but you heard each request, Lord, that was lifted up by everybody sitting here. And so we lift these all before your throne, Lord God. Oh, for Elvina Auk, thank you for walking with her through this journey now of chemo and radiation. And we pray for the others. Lord, these young mothers, Jennifer Byerly and Jessica Schaefer, both in the battle against cancer, and so many more, Father. We look to you for healing for all of these individuals. So thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for this nation, Lord, for your mercy upon us. Thank you for our troops and first responders, firemen, EMTs, Lord, that work so hard to come to the rescue. Bless them. Keep them safe, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 127, verses 3 and 4 says this, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows in a warrior's hands. We'll stand and sing the doxology. I think most of you know our offering box is at the back. That's just how we've left it. Personally like it, gives me about just 5 more minutes, you know, in the service. So let's stand, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And amen. Father, we have so much to thank you for. As our opening hymn was, to God be the glory, great things you have done. Thank you for Jesus, for setting us free from all the tyranny of the devil, the bondage of the devil. You have set us free, and we're so grateful for that and for the blessings you pour out upon us. So we bring our offerings and our tithes to you. We give by faith, Lord, knowing that you are our source and our provider, and we give with joyful hearts. Thank you for blessing these gifts today. Many times over, in Jesus' name, amen. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now we're going to have all the Sunday school teachers, please come up. You've done this before, so you know how this goes. We'll line up on the front. One thing I forgot to say at the beginning, I'll mention it now, is when church is done and when you're leaving, if it's whether you stay for potluck or not, we got lots of kids. So please, when you're backing out, be extra, extra careful, okay? Yeah, we'll start with the lower grades here and work off this way. Takes a lot of teachers to teach all of our kids and youth and adults. I'm not saying this to brag by any means, that is no part of it, but only to give God the glory. We have 100 kids on the roster of Sunday school. That's from high school on down. So praise the Lord when they're all here together. It's a big responsibility. So we take this time. The affirmation of ministry is the act whereby a local church recognizes the diverse gifts of its members and celebrates that particular ministry of each person in the life of the church. Today, in our local church, we begin a new year in the life of the Christian education of our young people and adults. According to Scripture, we do see the importance of bringing our children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. So these individuals have been called by God to serve among us as Sunday school teachers. They have accepted their call and are before us in witness to their willingness to serve. So I'll introduce them. Maybe most of you know them, but we have the three-year-olds. They have to be three by September 1st. Three-year-old and preschool are together. Denise Hondel is the lead teacher, and Krista Derby and Nicole Kisley, helpers. Jennifer Masterson is too. She's at Guards this weekend. Then we have kindergarten and first graders are together, and Julie Crick and Kristen Heckenleibel are the lead teachers there, and Mary assists and helps, all just as important. We have second and third graders are together, and that's Nicole Schaefer and Amy Fisher, and Brittany Clute helps in that room as well. And then we go to fourth and fifth grade, Cindy Herbold and Emily Guthmiller. They take turns Sunday by Sunday teaching that group. And then we have sixth and seventh grade. So we used to have sixth, seventh, and eighth together. There have been some years we've separated, and we did separate again this year. And I want to, all these 17 years of our time, you've seen Mary Hondel standing right here, and she decided it was time to step down. God bless you, Mary, for all those years with them. Amen. So Ann Ramis has the sixth and seventh graders. She's the boss in the room, and this is her assistant.
I think he's the boss.
Oh, he's the boss. He's the crowd control. Yeah. Thanks, Brent. You're awesome. Ron Schaefer has the eighth graders. We separated them this year by themselves. Then we come into the young adult class. Justin Plooster, Jeremy Hondel, Ben Crick. They teach that. And then we have the older adult class over here. Larry Kirschman, Johnny Whale, Bruce Hondel, Carl Zabe, Ron Guthmiller. They're going through the Book of Luke. Did you guys decide what you're doing yet? Titus. Okay. Jump in. If you want to put that reading on the screen, please. There's a responsive reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that I want us to do. I'll read this part and you can respond. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is. Now the body is not made up of one part, but many. But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they... But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. And that is so important. So we come to the covenant here. As Sunday school teachers at Salem Reformed Church, it is an honor to be entrusted with this responsibility of ministry in the local church. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So I have two questions for you as teachers and helpers here. Having prayerfully considered the duties and responsibilities of your ministry, are you prepared to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, yes, we are. And do you promise to exercise your ministry diligently and faithfully, showing forth the love of Christ and holding fast to the truth of his word? If so, answer, we do. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to see all of these teachers standing here before us. Wow. To you be all the glory. Thank you for these willing to teach from three-year-olds in preschool at that level and everywhere in between, all the way up to, I don't know, probably near 80 years old-ish in the older adult room. To you be the glory. Thank you for these individuals, for anointing them to do this by the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for guiding and directing them through each lesson, through every verse of Scripture, and bringing it to the level of the children that they teach. I thank you for keeping them strong in you and in the power of your might. And let their classrooms be blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you for the ministry of teaching Sunday school in this local church and equip you with everything good to do God's will. Thank you for your willingness to serve the Lord and this church in this way. Amen. Let's give them all a hand, please. Okay. So sixth grade teachers and lower, you can come to the pews here. The rest of you can go back to your seats. All right, and we're going to sing a hymn. So, and then I'm going to have, when we start singing, then the little kids, sixth grade and under, can come up front. Now we're going to let fifth and sixth grade, fourth grade listen. The little ones are sitting in these front rows, okay? You fill in behind them. All right, 188, praise him, all ye little children. Praise him, praise him, all ye little children. God is love, God is love. Praise him, all ye little children. God is love. God is love. Love him, all you little children, come please. Love him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. Thank him, all you little children. God is love, God is love. All ye little children, God is love, God is love. Amen. Okay, the teachers are helping the kids find their spot here. So we always, let's see, which group are you in, Kenneth? Not yet. Okay, how about you come with your class? Thank you. Yeah, you'll get to see what happens up there in a minute. It'll be fun. A little crazy. This time, the one thing we do is the third graders get an ESV Bible with their name engraved on it. Fourth graders get a Heidelberg Catechism. And the sixth graders get their Egemeyer Bible story book. That's what we use in Sunday school, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. So we're going to do that now. We'll start with the third graders. Let's see, Alladee. Is Alladee here? Oh, yeah, you're back there. Okay. Why don't you want to hand it back, Kristen? Maybe we'll do it that way. Alladee Gramko. Andrew Nuss. Yeah, let's hand them over. Ava Kisley. Emily Hall. Grayson Dangle. And Sydney Summerside. That should be our third graders. Hopefully we got them all. Fourth graders with the catechism. Are they here or where are the fourth? Over here? Let's go over here then. Ivana Schaefer. Joanna Fergan. Raylan Taylor. Savannah Walinga. I don't think they're here today. Okay. They are?
They were.
They were, okay. And Trent Crick. All right, then the Egemeyers. I guess we'll have to come here too. You can take a pile too. And then I'll do this once we're done. Don't let me forget. Okay, I'll let you. Okay, we have Taylor. I asked him, how do we say this last name? DiDomenico. DiDomenico. Okay, Taylor. And probably is her twin sister next? Savannah. All right. DiDomenico. Thank you. And Luke Plooster. Okay, then we have Ashlyn Derby, Autumn Ramos, whoops, Emmalyn Heckenleibel, Hannah Masterson, Emery Ramos. All right, so those sixth graders, you probably want to put those back in the classroom today after church, okay? We always do sort of a fun thing. We've done this for several years now with a container of gummy bears and M&Ms. And this is for, is it fifth grade down to like first or second grade? So the M&Ms, Leah Crick. Leah Crick. And the gummy bears, Hayden Dangle, who won the gummy bears. All right. And I just want to say thanks to acknowledge our Christian Education Committee. They work hard to make this day happen and lots of things. So Mark Guth Miller is our superintendent. Lee Heckenleibel is the assistant. He's at guards this weekend. Melanie Walter is our treasurer. Right there. Billy Masterson is on the committee. I don't know if some of them are in the kitchen. Are you here, Billy? I know he's here. He's in the kitchen. J.R. Van Zyl, probably in the kitchen. Oh, you left the guys in charge back there, huh? Whew. Carmen Taylor is at guards. What? Am I missing something? Oh, I thought somebody's pointing over there. Jenna Miller, she's back here. You did leave the guys in charge. Justin Plooster is a consistory rep. Oh, he's on video. And Mark Anderson is a consistory rep. He's somewhere here. There you are. So thank you. And our high school league advisors, Matt and Tricia Fisher, Scott and Amy Nuss. Let's just give them a hand too. Here he is. Austin Pillsbury, if you want to come up here, please. Thought you bailed out on me. He's going to read our scripture here this morning for us. Austin is a senior this year. Dan and Nicole Schaefer, his parents.
Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints.
Thanks, Austin. Thank you for doing that for us. Did a good job. So this really, the most of the entire summer, we've been going through Hebrews chapter 11, piece by piece, person by person, about their lives of faith that are recorded for us in Scripture. Incredible testimonies. We need to live lives of faith because we have an enemy who is the devil, who has flaming arrows. That's part of what Austin read. Take up the shield of faith with which you can quench. Kids, that means to put out the flaming arrows of the evil one. So this wall is sort of representing our lives. And sometimes we think we're so strong on the outside that nobody can touch us, nobody can hurt us. But not always true. And we're going to find that out with Susie. We got a little girl named Susie here this morning who's going to help us.
Hi, Beth and I. I'm Susie.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you on?
I'm on. Hello. I'm on. I'm in first grade.
I know
I'm
you're
in
on.
First grade.
First Wait. Grade.
Hi, oh. teacher. Yeah, and you know what happened?
What?
You know, guess what?
What?
This week? I got born, I got saved. I got Jesus in my heart.
You got who?
Jesus.
Jesus?
Jesus. Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying.
Do you see speech Jesus. Therapist, Susie?
No.
Oh, okay, just wondering.
You don't need to. Anyway, Johnny, I went to Johnny right there. Hi, Johnny. And after school
okay.
and I have Jesus in my heart. He helped me.
That is exciting.
I know, right, Daddy?
Most exciting.
Yeah,
good
and you
job.
Know what? So now I'm strong. Now I can do it. Watch. Yeah. You know what else I can do? I can
what
do this.
What can you do, Susie?
I can do this. Watch, ready?
Okay.
Think I can do it?
I don't know.
I can do it. I can do it. How about you, Master Mike? Pastor
I'm
Mike?
No, I'm
Come
not
on, Pastor
trying.
Mike.
I am not
Boys
trying.
Boys and girls, you want Pastor Mike to do it?
No.
Okay.
This
but
is
I'm
not
strong.
Part of the skit.
Paper. But you know what? I'm strong because I got my wall here and I'm protected.
You took a big step, Susie, by asking Jesus into your heart. That's amazing.
Thank you.
It is. But you know what? There is a devil out there and he comes with attacks against our lives. Susie.
There's a devil?
We're in church. You're pulling your gum out of your mouth.
What's happening? Oh my God, my wall! What is that? Who are you? Oh, you guys, you cut it out! You cut it out! You cut it out! My wall! What happened to my wall? My wall broke! My wall broke! Where is that?
Oh, Susie.
Where's my wall?
They gotta save some, remember?
I can stick there.
Susie!
What? My wall.
Susie, you know, the devil, he comes, we read the scripture this morning, he tries to attack with these flaming arrows. Julie's representing the devil, if you didn't get that. And you're not quite as strong as you think, are you?
No.
You got to learn, don't you?
Yes.
You got a lot to learn.
Yes.
Right. You need some help. We all do.
Okay.
We all do. We have to be on our guard against him and his works. So, why do you think you were not strong enough? Do you know? What do you think, boys and girls? Like, what?
I got saved.
You got what?
Saved.
Oh, saved. Thank
Watch
you.
Watch my lips. Maybe we need Jennifer up here. Jennifer's out there somewhere.
No, it's just like at home. Watch my lips. Not really. Well, boys and girls, what do you think Susie needs to do to grow now in her faith? Somebody put your hand up. What's something that Susie needs to do? What?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Build the wall back up? Okay, we will. Yes, Laura. She needs to pray.
I need to pray.
Yeah, more okay. than just with Johnny.
Oh, I had to pray?
Yeah.
I thought I did pray that one time.
You did.
Gotta
be
more
than that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What else? Yes, Raylin. Read the Bible. Did Johnny give you a Bible?
He did.
Good.
He did.
Did you read it yet?
It's at home.
I suppose. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, you gotta read that. What else? A couple other things. Very important. What are we doing right now? Church, yeah, Sunday school. Yes, Brantley. Pray for God to save you. Right, she did that too. Yes, Ayla. Go to church, McKinley.
Go to church.
Go to church and Sunday school, right. Yeah, those things are important, okay?
Okay, okay. Right. I'm gonna do those things.
It's,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know what? Here's a Bible verse that these kids are going to tell you. Did
Bible
you
verse?
Learn John 3:16?
Yeah, John's
you know
right
that?
There. John's right there. I went to Mr. John. Yeah.
That is John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know about the 3:16. Did John, you got 3:16?
John is a book in the Bible.
A book in the Bible?
And 3 is a verse in the book of John. Chapter 3, verse 16, okay?
Verse?
Boys and girls, can we say John 3:16 to Susie? Gotta say it loud. For God so loved the world that he gave his own son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Right.
Oh, I like that verse.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
I like that. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, God loves you, Susie. Do you know that?
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
He does. Your teacher does, too.
Oh, thank you, teacher.
Yeah. I do, too.
Oh, thank
Kay.
You, Pastor Mike.
So, you know, we're going to sing a song to you about how what? Much God loves you.
A song?
The boys and girls.
I'm embarrassed.
Let's sing Jesus Loves You to Susie. Okay, now you got to sing out. Okay, here we go. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him be. They are weak, but he is strong. Yeah, come on. I can hardly hear you. Come on.
A
little more.
Isn't it? It seems so good.
I know it. Now,
thank you.
Susie, the thing, so one of the things you got to learn about is the armor of God.
The armor of God?
Yep.
Who's got some armor?
Well, I got some right here.
You got some armor?
And I need Miles. Oh. You want to come up here now, Miles, please? He's going to help us with this. All right, Susie. So
okay,
maybe stand on the step a little bit so you can see. Miles, you come right up here beside me. Good job, and you face the people, okay? So, all these, Austin read about all this in the Bible. The first one, there's some army men in there, is the helmet of salvation, okay? Why do you think that needs to be the first piece? What do you think? Because what? Yeah, well, we have to be saved, too, first, before we can put on any more of the armor. I'll put that down. Can you see? Okay. Yeah, that's the helmet of salvation, so our mind is protected. Okay, then there's, anybody know what? Breastplate of righteousness, this is. Yeah, let's put that on. Good job. Okay,
cool.
When we ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, guess what? I know righteousness is a big word for you little kids. Can you say righteousness?
Righteousness.
Pretty good. Yeah, that means we are in right standing with God. That means he's not mad at us. There's a whole lot more to it than that, but for you to think about. Yeah, so that when we ask Jesus in our heart, he gives us his righteousness. We're protected there. How about the belt of truth? That's what this is. Okay. Should have put that on first, maybe. Let's see. All right. See if that stays up. The belt of truth. God's word is truth, right? So we got to have that around our waist because that is what holds everything else together. Then there's these that protect our feet. Our feet are fitted with the readiness of the gospel of peace. Susie, do you think you could put these on his feet?
Can I help you?
Sure. You'd be nice to him, okay?
I'm nice. All right. Miles, I play with you at school.
So that protects us. Comes up the legs, right? Then we have, what's this? Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God also. So he's got the sword. Take that in your hand. Okay. And lastly is the shield of faith. Yes. So in a minute here, if she gets you suited up right.
Well, you got to talk some more, Pastor Mike.
Okay.
That's usually not a problem. You said you wanted more time.
Thank you, dear.
You know, just saying. Oh,
this is the shield of faith. There you go. Good job.
Don't mess up my hair.
But when the flaming arrows come, that's all this protects us, the devil's activities, okay? So as soon as Susie gets out of the way here.
Seriously.
Okay, we're going to, you know what? Those fourth and fifth graders are going to throw their ping pong balls at you, and you got to try and block them. So you got to hold this up here. Okay. All right. Let's try it. What? 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 No, we're not. That's later. Yeah, that's later. Okay. See.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow. Good job, Miles.
Ooh,
good job. Good job.
Are they getting you?
You
did it to yourself. Okay. Okay, we're almost. Is that it? Come on. Okay. Missed. Okay.
Good job.
Okay,
wow,
good job,
good.
Miles.
Good job, Miles.
All right, let's give him a hand.
Armor. Good job.
Okay, let me have that.
Good job.
Let's take it off. Okay.
That was really good.
Have your teacher take those off for you, okay? You want to go back to your seat and your teacher will take those off. Okay?
No, he wants
can
to do it.
Them. All right, well, let you stand.
He can do it.
That's fine. Okay, so Susie, you know what?
What? Do I get that too?
There's a whole lot more about the armor.
I want that too.
But look, you can do it. Look.
Oh, I get that?
I have a shield of faith for you.
Ooh,
a big
that one.
That will protect you from the flaming arrows of the evil one. So let's see you stand behind your wall first here. And let's see what happens when the devil tries now.
Come on, devil, you can't get me. Woo, 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 woo.
Ooh, stick your head out.
You secure that.
Come on. I'm standing here. Is that all there was? Oh, that's all there was. Do you like that shield of faith?
I love that. It's kind of heavy, but I love it.
Yeah, say, tell Carl thank you.
Carl, where are you? Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, he made that for me. Okay.
Okay.
So what are you going to do,
Susie? I'm going to put my armor on, and I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to come to church, and then I'm going to pray.
You're going to pay?
Pray.
Pray. Oh, okay.
I'll pay, too. No. And then I'm gonna sit and listen in Sunday school. You gonna do that too? I can't hear you. You can do that. Sit and listen. Sit and listen.
All right. Whoop. Okay. Thanks,
I gotta
Susie.
Go.
Bye.
I thought you'd get my gum.
We'll see you next time. So, well. Most of you know we do things very different on this day, and it's just a lot of fun to have the kids up here and to try and illustrate things. But seriously, on the serious side, in the days in which we are living, I tell you, we have to be all the more diligent with our kids to train them up in the ways and the Word of God. It's not like it was 50 years ago. It's not like it was even 20 years ago. You have a big task. Parents, grandparents, we all work together in this. So thank you for what you're doing with your kids, for having them here, even when they're little. There's noises in the back, but hey, that's a whole lot better if it was dead quiet, isn't it? And there were no kids in back? Yeah. So sure, there's a time to take them out, and the parents can decide that. So, God bless you. Let's have a prayer. Father, we worship you and love you. Thank you that you've given us the armor of God to take our stand against the devil and all of his schemes of destruction. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you've clothed us with your armor, and we thank you for that. Thank you for these young parents who are diligent to bring their kids to Sunday school and church and confirmation and FCA and high school youth and all these different areas of our lives spiritually. Lord, bless them, keep them safe and healthy and strong in you and in the power of your might. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to sing our closing song. It's number 80 in your hymnal if you want, or it's 43 out of the praise book. You know it pretty well. I stand in awe. So let's stand and sing that, please. You are beautiful beyond description. To marvelous works, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Are beautiful beyond description, to marvelous for words, to wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? Beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God.
all praises to you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you.
Amen. And so we do. Please receive the benediction. And now may the Lord go with you. May he go ahead of you to guide you, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you his peace. Amen. Now we're going to sing God Bless America as a prayer for our nation, and then we're going to sing our table prayer today. Okay. God bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. Now there's an insert of table prayers for you to take home. The words will be on the screen. We're just going to sing this one. Maybe you know it if you've been to camp. It's to the tune of Johnny Appleseed. I think the words are on the screen, right? Thank you. So this will be our table prayer. Then we'll dismiss. Now, when the little ones go, parents, get up and go with them wherever you're seated to take them through the line and eat with them. If there's some of our older ones who are staying to eat, then you just get up to the front of the line too, okay? Sometimes it's harder for them to stand in line like that. What else am I missing? Oh, thank you. The helpers. If you're helping on the train, if you're helping out here, volleyball, you get up in the front of the line as well so you can stay ahead of the kiddos, okay? This is our prayer, Johnny Appleseed. Twice.
Oh, the Lord is me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me.
We'll sing it once more.
Oh, the Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and the apple seed. The Lord is good to me.
Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Cheryl, for the music. Thanks for helping, Julie, and all the others. And the youth ushers can come on up.